thank you. Oh, and Father, in Jesus' name, we just anticipate, Lord. We pant for that time that praise will never cease. When we have bodies like unto your own, that we will praise you and never cease. Oh. And so wonderful. All this glory. And all by the word of your grace. That's it. All by the word of your grace. It builds us up. Gives us that inheritance. Among all them that are sanctified. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you again. Thank you for Brother Paul. Thank you for the precious apostle. Oh, thank you for, again, it's your doing, but thank you for the grace that came through the chief of sinner. Thank you. All of us, thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for that mercy. We thank you for that grace. Lord, may you be pleased. May you, and we know it's got to be your spirit, open this word and open our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. What it will be. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and open your Bibles up to Luke chapter 1. And we have been enjoying, I pray, beginning kind of last week in the bridal encouragement that's revealed in our Savior's birth. Oh, yes. So thankful. A little line here and a little line there, and a little precept there and a little precept here, and it's all up on and up on and up on. And how much you want to see, oh, Lord, I want to see it all. Praise God. But in Luke chapter 1, here we go, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And then you go over to the 45th verse of that same chapter. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Verse 35, I want to begin there. that holy thing that shall be born out of thee. You think how magnificent, how beyond comprehension. Here we have this lowly young girl. A nothing of a nothing. Come on, let's be honest. But yet, you know what? She was chosen. She was chosen. Out from all of the other women, it was her. In verse 28, it tells why. Grace. Grace. Honey, you're highly favored. She had no idea, did she? She couldn't even understand it. She was actually, it says, a little bit troubled. What is this? Honey, that's what grace is. Sometimes grace does trouble us, doesn't it? Because it's so good, so immense, so incredible, so beyond what we could ever think, imagine, deserve. And when you don't really know how infinite His grace is, you know what happens to some Christians? They get troubled. You don't want to let grace trouble you. And thank God it didn't trouble Mary for long. But see, that's how God does it every time. You know that? It's grace. Remember when we studied those Old Testament brides? Oh, how lovely. Every one of them, whether it was Rebecca, Tamar, Ruth, Rahab, it's always been that way. You know, if you had the opportunity to ask Esther, well, I'll tell you what, she knew that. Out of all of the other women, the love of the king exceeded to me more than all of them. Oh, yeah. That's grace. That's grace. That's you. Now, once again, here we are. And you know, God deals in that same magnificent way. Grace. And just think, by grace, we have been able to even be revealed the glory of His grace. We've been invited in to know the exceeding riches of His grace. To have that opportunity in the ages to come in His kindness to you. Now, in that same way, it's the Holy Ghost, isn't it? Always got to be. That same power of the highest. And just like the Holy Ghost was shadowing her, think of how the Holy Ghost is shadowing you. Oh, yes. Oh, this is exciting. See, even now, brothers and sisters, listen to this. There's going to be born out of those that receive this promise of being highly favored. And you know what that promise is that's going to be born out? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Stay with it now. Stay with this. I'll tell you what, it's coming fast, but I think the Lord will allow you to take it. See, I'm speaking, by the grace of God, of our holy set-apart thing. And our holy set-apart thing is the high calling of God, the exalted rank of righteousness, the wife for the Lamb. Now I will ask you this. Do you think it was any harder or any more impossible for God to bring that wonderful, beautiful Christ, the baby, and place that in the womb of that young woman than it is for Christ Jesus and that Holy Ghost to make you the bride, the Lamb's wife? What's hard for Him? Nothing. What's impossible? He had to remind Mary of Elizabeth, didn't she? Yeah? Understand, these things come quick in Scripture. But I'll tell you what, when the Lord tells you something, it's got to settle in there a little bit. And the Word of the Lord can even speak to you, but then He's got to remind you of things and how mighty He is. And like He told, now Mary, you know what I did for Elizabeth? Huh? Now I'm going to do that for you, but you know what? Now, I'm not just going to give you John the Baptist. I'm going to give you Jesus. I'm not just going to give you salvation, honeys. I'm going to give you salvation with eternal glory. What do you think? What do you think? Oh my, I just can't attain to that. I just can't imagine that Jesus would love me like that. That he would want me to rule and reign jointly together with him. He would want me to be glorified together with him. That means exalted to the same glory. That he would want me to be with him, that one, and have them to come and worship before my feet. And to make known to all that he has loved me. Now I'm going to ask you again, is that any harder than it was for him to take that young girl? A nothing. And to say, honey, you're my choice. And I'm going to bring the I am that I am. And I'm going to put that in your womb. And you're going to give birth to the Son of God. What is impossible for God? When will you awake to this? And it's just as profound and it's just as exact as it was with Mary. As if she was, because she was that one. You are that one. And this message is just as powerful to that one. Because it's the same word of the Lord. And what a miracle. But is anything hard for God? Was it a coincidence that it was Mary? Was it a coincidence that it was you? How he's drawn your life. How he's drawn you. Drawn you and drawn you and drawn you. It's amazing, isn't it? When the light of that love just lights up in your heart. You know, for a lot of you, it wasn't your brother and it wasn't your sister and it wasn't your mom and it wasn't your dad. It was you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
But see, this is how he does this. This is how he does it. It ain't by heritage. It ain't by natural birth. It ain't by succession of man. You're God's choice. You're God's choice. I mean, when that really settles in, I say, Lord, why do I think of me? Why do I think about what I think? I'm your choice. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, I'll tell you what. This is what the Holy Ghost does. And we need to get over our unbelief. Amen. And that's anything. Anything that's keeping you from this being your praise and rejoicing. Anything. That's what unbelief is. That gets in there. Nothing between me and my Savior. That's what first love is. That's what first love is. And I'll tell you, you got to get over that doubt. And just like this sweet woman here, she laid hold of all of that amazing grace. How did she do it? She listened to the word of God. She didn't listen to her head. She didn't listen to what religion had told her or what her upbringing said or what her friends thought. Do you see that? And she was just a young girl, but she got it. She didn't care about anything else that anybody said. She cared about what did the word of the Lord say. And you can say, oh, if God spoke to me that way. Let me tell you something. God is speaking to you that way. And he's speaking to you in more abundance than was even spoken to this woman. Yes. And how about just being like little Mary? Let it be done to me according to thy word. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Not according to me to what I think or according to me to what I've done. So many people think that way. Whether it was good or bad. Oh, let it be done to me according to what I've done. Or, oh, let it be done to me. I deserve it, Lord. Just strike me dead. You see how both of those missed the mark. You got you in there. You got you in there. This is about his word in you. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Now, let's look at the order here. This is so beautiful. It's very plain, and it's exactly the same with us. Verse 28, what does it say? You're highly favored. Grace. Amen? Okay, you didn't get that. Let's go to verse 30. You found favor with God. You got double grace. You got grace for grace. And see, the Bible tells us that. You got grace for grace. Honey, it's just grace. You didn't do anything. Good nor bad. It's you. It's you. I see my mercy, my grace working all this for you. And then because of that grace, what's the performing power every single time? Verse 35, the Holy Ghost. The very power of his might. See, he brings that out so profoundly here for us. This was a miracle that needed to happen. Amen. This was the miracle that, if you will, you know, the Savior is going to be born. And he's going to be born of a virgin. And we read about that back in Isaiah 800 years prior to this. Right? I got power for that. Oh, it's not hard for me. I got power for that. Holy Ghost. And here we are, 2,000 years after that. And oh, we got a message, don't we? And the same power of his might to do that impossible. It hasn't changed. Grace for grace. Holy Ghost. All right. Oh, amen. We're getting it. And then verse 38. How do we take it? Be it unto me according to thy word. Huh? You mean it was that simple? That simple? Grace, power of his might. I believe. But now, wait a second, though. That ain't the end of the story because, you know, he's got to show that off. Blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. See, he was already showing her off in Scripture before it was evident, wasn't it? Because it was the word of the Lord. That's you. I'm so thankful I see that in your life. I see him showing you off. This is the work of my grace. This is the work of my mercy. This is my masterpiece. Once again, all because it was the word of the Lord. His grace. And all divinely done by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now. Oh, it's only 11:30. But we do have to go over to Ephesians. And let's listen to our story. It'd be amazing how Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And let me tell you something, folks. You ain't hard for God. Oh, you can think, oh, I'm hard for God. I'm hard for God. Don't think of yourself too highly. More highly than you ought. Because you're not too hard for God. And you're not impossible. Because he chose you. So get over that. Here you go. Chapter 1, verse 3 of Ephesians. This is how it's done for us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Does that sound a little bit familiar? Blessed are you among women. You've been blessed with everything. See, he gave you even an exceeding abundance of it, because you know what? He was giving you an exceeding abundant provision to be in the bride of Christ. He had to come at you to make sure that he took away every doubt. You don't need to go to get the blessings. You don't need to beg for the blessing. I've already blessed you with everything in my Son. You are not lacking a thing. You've got it. That's how he starts you out. He starts us out with what? Thankfulness. Thanksgiving, praise, glory to him. Didn't say anything about me. It just says, blessed be God, the Father of our Jesus, who hath blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You just got it. You got it. So there is no doubt this is the word of the Lord. The only thing that will keep you from it is to not have that same faith that says, be it unto me. Not unto him or her, but I got me. Now, so we see it's grace. You go over to verses 5 and 6 of that first chapter there. It says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. See, he met up with her, with that angel to tell her that. He said he'd been thinking about this, about you, forever. And then he says, the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, when he hath made us accepted in the beloved. And I'm seeing so beautifully the praise of the glory of his grace. Yes, this vessel does that, but that grace, praise God, there's going to be praise in this vessel, praise God, someday when I stand with him, hallelujah, and I receive that praise with him. Do you get this? You get what he wants you to have? Oh, Jesus. Now, you realize, you got to realize this grace and mercy. You're ever going to be used of the Lord and be not just used for him, but to be the glory for him, to be this fruitfulness and the highest for him. You're going to have to listen and believe. Don't you want to be fruitful for the Lord? This woman was fruitful for the Lord, don't you? I mean, she had the fruit of the Lord. She birthed Jesus. It's pretty fruitful, I think. The Lord tells us that the husbandman, he waits for that fruit. Oh, what he's doing. Now, let's move on. You know, he's still come right now, but if he wants just to go through this word and then come, that's fine too. Because I'm getting a little bit more excited about him right now. So, you receive that grace and love plan. I'll tell you what, going over to verse 9. See what he's done. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. So he blessed you with everything you needed.
He's told you that you're for the good pleasure of His will. Honey, this grace will make you my glory. And once again, I purpose this in myself to have you for me. Oh my goodness, it just keeps getting better all the time. Praise you, Jesus. You go on over to verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of His glory of His inheritance in you. Do you see that? And He tells you, you know. Just as audible as it was to Mary hearing the word of the Lord speak to her. He's telling you, there's no doubt. You know who you're relying on. The reason you know is because you hear the word of His grace. Because it is the word of the Lord. And when you receive that you know, you're telling Him, be it done unto me. Be it done unto me according to thy word. That's knowledge. That's why you have to know. Because you'll only ask for what you know. How much you asking for? You're in here today and you haven't heard this, or this is something that hasn't quickened your heart. Say, Lord, let me know it. Know it to say, Lord, let it be unto me according to thy word. See, if this is just something you're hearing, and you're not asking Him to have it be done according to me, you don't know it. It's not yours. It's not your treasure. It's not your first love. I can know that scripture. But do I know it for me? Amen. Oh my. And it is the truth because it's His word. Now it's just like Mary. You told me I'm highly favored. You told me I'm above all in this grace. Praise God beyond. Well, then all that's left, let there be a performing of it. Do you see what a good time you could have in here if you just sit still and watch God performing it? And it'll be just as good as it happening in me as it is in this brother and that sister and that sister. Matter of fact, I don't even know it's better. I don't know. It's just beyond. This supplying, it's these cherubim wings. I was seeing stuff up here this morning. I don't even know what I was seeing. But I know it's Him, and I know this anointing is here. It's so here, it's so present, because it is the word of His grace. And oh, the Holy Ghost is anointing those that'll go in. But you got to go in. And here it is for us. Here's this most incredible for us. Going over to the third chapter. You didn't realize you'd get through Ephesians this fast. Here it is. That was hidden from all the ages. Hidden just like little Mary. She was hidden. Nobody thought anything of her. Oh, but you're highly favored. And I'm going to bring this out. Boom. Boom. Here it is. That the Gentiles, there you are, should be fellow heirs. Joint heirs as husband and wife. Now think of this. Here's Mary again. There's the appearing. Honey, you're going to give birth to the Son of God. Wow. I had to tell you, you're highly favored. It's great grace. You've been chosen. And you're going to give birth to the Son of God. I just believe we were blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. He's told us what we know and all these things. And now He's going to tell you right here. Here's going to be the performance of it. You're going to be my wife. Jesus. 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 that she get out there and go work for it and say, oh, well, man, I got to give this up and give that up. And I got to be a better person. Did we get through that? I mean, he just said, you got it. Now, will you take it? Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Oh, amen. Oh, but it even, and he says it like that, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel. Now, if you don't get that, go over to 19. He tells you like this: to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And I'm going to ask you this. If you asked most of your brothers or sisters in Christ, oh, do you think that you could really know all the love of Christ? It's, oh no, too much, too big, too that. Oh, yes, you can. And if you know this gospel, you know it. You know it. I can't exercise all of it in me. I got to have a body like unto his own too. But the one thing I can have is by the Holy Ghost, I can receive the faith to know I got it. Loves me to that capacity of where he's going to put me. Loved Mary to that capacity. Honey, I'm going to put you in that manger and you're going to give birth to the Son of God. All because of grace. All because of the power of my might, the Holy Ghost. There's not one work in this. It's the same way. By faith. By faith. And then the same wonderful grace that's poured out. And there'll be a performance of these things. See the performance going on here? You don't even need to go to a performance. It's just here. It's what he's performing in his saints. It's the work of the ages. And yeah, this world can't see it. This world will overlook it. This world will despise it. They'll curse it. But I'll tell you what, I know that in the Lord, I'm hidden from it too. And this world should give us a whole bunch of thanks, brothers and sisters. Because of his love for us, it's holding back a thing that's coming soon. Think about how much mercy and grace is in the vessel that he's called you to be. Chapter 4, we're wrapping it up. In case you still don't yet get it. He tells us again. What's all this for? Oh, honey, why was you blessed with all these spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ? Why is this for the good pleasure of my will? Why is this my ecstasy? My everything of everything. This is it. It's coming home to me, my wife. Here it is, verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Oh, and we could all just say, thank you, Lord, and all these different things in that. But here's the point. Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of. The stature of. The fullness of. Christ. No wonder I got to be blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Be it unto me according to thy word. That's all it is. Be it done unto me according to thy word. It's all about believing God. And for us, no, not a baby being born. But for this maturity to come forth. This fullness, this stature of him to come forth. And in case you doubt at all that it is all him, that he might not perform it, that somehow it's just too incredible, let us be reminded nothing is hard for his grace. In Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power. There you got the Holy Ghost.
that worketh in us.
And don't ever leave out that next verse. Unto him be glory in the church. Oh, there's a church, all right. But you're hearing the message of the glory in the church. The glory in the church. The glory in the church. Now, brothers and sisters, his word will perform it. It says in the word of the Lord that it will prosper in the thing that I have sent it. This is the word of the Lord. You hear this and you think of things that are beyond you. They're not beyond you. This might be the first time you've heard this message. And I mean, you may have even said in here before, and this is the first time you've heard this message. You get that? Let it be just as profound as it was, because it is. And it's even more so because it's a better thing. It's even an exceeding great and precious promise for your life. And it is. But just as it was to Mary that night, you found grace. You're highly favored. The Holy Ghost is shadowing you. And here's all she had to do was believe. And for us who will believe, he'll make known to all that I have loved you. Because you know why? You're it. Honey, you're hearing this word. You're hearing this truth. You're it. You're it. Just like Mary was for his purpose, you are for his purpose. Because you know what? I got news for you. You have found favor with God. You found favor with God. You found favor with God. You found favor with God. Let's pray.
Oh, praise you. Oh, dear ones, your life is but a vapor. It's here for a time, and then it vanishes. The time is short. But, oh, the prophets of old, they wanted to look into this salvation with eternal glory. They searched diligently. They wanted it, but it was preached to you. The grace that would come unto you. It's come unto you. The grace has come unto you. Will you take it?
Yes.
Oh, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, let every life that has heard this here today, Lord, let them take the faith that you have given to truly say, Lord, let this be done unto me according to thy word. The simplicity of faith. The joy and the peace in believing. And all the performing of those things. Let it be our rejoicing and our thanks. Oh, Father. To thank you someday, to thank him face to face. We do long for that. And Lord, what a grace you've given. We're so thankful you've taken our brother Ken home. But Lord, you know, you always know to give us a little bit more. All added unto you, honey, don't you doubt. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus Christ, we are satisfied, and in his name we say, thank you.